All right, once again, here it is March 11th of 2014. We are addressing the backside of the heart chakra tonight as we continue our process and exploration of the backside of the chakras, as brought to you by the main resource that I use is a book, Book of Chakra Healing by Cindy Dale, someone who I consider one of the preeminent visionaries and scientists, if you will, but also esoteric scientists in terms of having information on these new modalities that are coming through. I really respect what she does, and I appreciate her allowing me to borrow it here to share it with you tonight, as well as add some other dimensions and elements that I've found. So just to be very general for a moment, let's go ahead and let's get some sound going. So whatever has gone on in the course of your day or even in the month since we've talked last, and I believe tonight there are some new people here, so this will be your first experience of this. It's rather organic, and even though we have a page in front of us here, I do my best to follow through the guidance in terms of what is here and do these, but sometimes they don't get done, and I have to do them at the end of the phone call. But most of what is on here often gets done. Sometimes they go in a different direction. Right now, we'll go ahead and just sort of clear our energies away, and I'll run some frequencies through the phone here, and I do understand it's a limited frequency device, but the intention of all of us connecting at this point in time for this common experience invites dimensions to open up to allow the vibration to transcend time and space and to be present around us. So do know that the work that I'm doing here in terms of using rattles and using sound in my own room here is transcending across the lines and impacting you, especially in these times where time and space are beginning to disintegrate in the familiar forms that we're used to. So just allow yourself, one, to be connected to your feet and allow your feet, especially your heels, to be connected to the earth, whatever form that is, if it's a slab, if it's a wooden floor, whatever it is for you, the intention is there. We're connecting with the earth and grounding ourselves, and any energy that is of lower frequency for who we are in this moment in time, we send out through the right leg, down through what's called the Earth Star Chakra, 18 inches below the feet, and it takes that information and that energy, and it sends it, gives it back to the earth to be used for the highest good. So just allow the conduit of energy flowing up through the left foot, up through the leg, sweeping through all of the body, specifically the chakras, and tonight, especially through the middle of the heart area, as well as the backside of the heart, we're going to ask that that energy move through there and cleanse away any vibration or frequency or energetic debris that is hanging around, cleansing it out. And at the same time, I'll be running a series of rattles here that are specifically heart chakra related. This is a Chumash Indian rattle of two abalone shells put together with tar, kind of in a heart shape, actually. So it's got a beautiful sound to it. It's very delicate, but it's also very potent and powerful. So allow it. It is. So it is. So another rattle coming from down in Guatemala. It will allow us to clear the lighter frequencies that are moving and can feel it in the throat as well as the heart. It's a basket weave. The basket part of it actually impacts, and I can feel it at the heart chakra itself, but the bell lifts it up, and it's a very delicate, very gentle sound that is also potent in that it's bringing and clearing the upper side of the heart chakra here, which we'll be using very interestingly a bit later on. So allow this particular frequency to cleanse and clear. Now, whoever just came on, I invite you to star 6 so that you will mute your side, and we'll be able to chant and sing without running into one another. So letting this particular... this one's nice. Wow, and I'm looking out the window here, and through the trees, I'm seeing this gorgeous orange, strong orange sunset. And I was just down at the water myself, and this is what it was preparing for. Wow. So that orange frequency of the solar plexus, or the sacral chakra, how perfect it is, because This chakra tonight, the backside, has to do with reclaiming the divine inner child and opening up the conduit that allows the joy of life, in a sense, and the divine process to flow through the inner child, and it reclaims the innocence of who we are. And quite honestly, the second chakra of the orange sun here is the area where so often the abuses and the hurts of living begin to impact and help to shut down the backside of the heart chakra as well. So no accidents going on here. Okay, let's let that Guatemalan one go. What else did I get? Okay, from the plains, this is called the bagel rattle. It's a big circle of rawhide. It's a very, very gentle and circular sound. And you can feel it just sort of moving into the heart space, the lung space, and directly below, front and back.
Honey.
Okay, whoever just came on, would you use star six? And that will mute you. Right now we're just doing some cleansing with the rattle. I hope that's not too intense in the phone. It's a very sharp sound. It just kicked a bunch of stuff out of the backside of my heart chakra, which I have a tendency to think that when we're doing these calls, and since I'm facilitating, I'm also picking up some of the stuff from you all. So we're in this together. I'm going to come back to that one. That one's doing a lot of work, at least on this side here. So take a breath, if you will. Again, be aware of your feet, especially your heels on the earth. As the energy moves up through the left leg, cleanses and clears anything that through the rattling process was cleared. So we allow that to keep going and just bring our awareness to it. Finally, I'm going to just add a couple bells here. This is a Tibetan bowl that I picked up in Kathmandu. Just want to send this frequency out that is a unifying frequency. Allow it to create a circular space around you. It's actually going to go out to about 25 feet. So visualize that if you can and get the sense that this is a personal energetic field that is yours tonight, that through the work we're doing behind and some of the things that we're going to do in relation to that chakra are going to reclaim and open up. I was holding that bowl up to my mouth area and then just sort of going, wow, wow, wow. So perhaps you picked that up in that particular frequency or through the phone there. It really helped to sort of create a wave of energy that worked with the particular heart chakra there. And finally, just some ting shas to cleanse our whole field again. So it is, and so it is, and so it is. Please invite you to the top of the page where it says Hung Vajrapa. The Hung Vajrapa is a beautiful Tibetan mantra that puts a cocoon of light and safety around us to keep our frequency within that space intact and unfluenced by anything that's around it. Anything that's on our energetic field itself is being cleansed and cleared by the use of this particular mantra as well as the sound, as well as the power of our intention tonight to stand in a clear and clarified space and to reclaim the frequency of the I am that I am expressing uniquely as each of us. And we call that forth and know that the energy, the vibration, the intention is serving us on very high levels without question, to impact us to the point that it raises our vibration and brings us back to a place of peace, a place of clarity, a place of joy, and a place of juicy bliss. Why not? So the Hung Vajra Pe, we're going to speak seven times. So I invite you to join with me, and each time we speak it, we send the energy out in that circular area in a spherical way, just a little bit more each time until it encompasses our entire field. Hung Vajra Pe, 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 Hung Vajra Pe. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Now I invite you to take your birth name that's on your birth certificate, first, middle, and last, or more if you have them. We're going to speak that name seven times as well. This particular name also supports the energy field of safety and pure vibration around us. It also calls us back to our own DNA programming of the I am that I am that incarnated as ourselves. It also calls forth frequencies of angelic energies and teachers and etheric beings who are in alignment to the frequency of this name. So when we speak it, we get all this together, because the intention tonight, once again, is to regain a place of clarity by letting go of energies that no longer serve us, and then opening up the information and the wisdom that will flow through the blocked areas behind us in the backside of the chakras tonight. So, first, middle, and last, if you, as a woman, have taken on a new name as a result of marriage, please go back to your birth name, and do trust that the wisdom of this experience is enough to shift any of the old residue or energies that are attached to the name because of moments of living in childhood that have yet to be resolved. This actually will clear that energy in a very beautiful way. So, take a breath. And we're going to speak your name, you speak yours, seven times. Mark Stanton Welch, 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 Mark Stanton Welch. And so it is, and so it is. So in this frequency of center and release, we stand in our ability to be open to the experience we're having tonight, allowing the specific guidance that is coming through our own guides, teachers, higher self, etc., to be present for us, to be heard, to be understood, and hopefully to be acted upon so that our experience becomes a personal one for us. Let's go ahead and use the voice right now, move down towards the bottom of the page, and make a couple claims. Let's start with the very affirmation at the bottom of the page. I am love. I am lovable. I give and receive love freely without hesitation and without restriction. That is the one. As we claim this frequency, we allow that high vibration of love, which is the foundational frequency of the entire cosmos, to blend through us and to move through us and to return us to our place of trueness, to clarify and cleanse any energies that are not of the true self that is us. And we let the love vibration move through us as we speak this affirmation and claim this particular truth. Here we go together. I am love. I am lovable. I give and receive love freely without hesitation and without restriction. I am completely open to experiencing the cleansing and healing power of love in all my energy bodies, in all my moments, and in all my relationships. In my balance and clarity, I choose unconditional love in all my interactions. I love fully the me that I am, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Back to the top of the page, if you will. Oh, by the way, the guitar tonight is tuned in a normal pitch that we use in music is A equals 440, 440 hertz. The information coming around now that's been out for 5 or 6 years has to do with tuning A to 432. It's more receptive. The body is more receptive, and the energy bodies are more receptive to that. There is evidence that shows that the 440 has been a somewhat of a manipulated particular pitch to go ahead and cause some interference with our energy fields, conspiracy kind of stuff. But it's interesting just to feel. So tonight, things are going to feel just a tad lower. For example, here is the get this on. Okay. There's A at 432. There is A at 440. 440. And let me get 432 again. Perhaps you can feel the difference. I can't from here, just listening to it. It literally pulls it down into the body, and it feels way more organic. So look at this song, I Am Love. I am love, and love flows to me. I am love, and love flows through me. I am love, and love flows from me. I am, I am, I am, I am. And in all I do, I shall live love. And in all I speak, I shall give love. And in all I see, I shall breathe love. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I am love, and love flows to me. I am love, and love flows through me. I am love, and love flows from me. I am, I am, I am, I am. And in all I do, I shall live love. And in all I speak, I shall give love. And in all I see, I shall give, breathe love. Oh yeah, 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 oh yeah. I am love, and love flows to me. I am love, and love flows through me. I am love, and love flows from me. I am. And so it is. So it is. This song is an invitation to realize that the power and the process and the frequency of love that moves through us. And evidence and the research is beginning to show up here in relation to the backside of the chakra as an entry point for a vibration. If the love flows to us, we're actually feeling it on both sides, front and back, as it enters. It crosses the center space to actually impact with the physical heart itself, and then it moves through the opposite side. So we're basically receiving and giving on both sides. So it flows to me, it flows through me, and it flows from me. And as we continue to be this conduit of energy, of vibration, of the love frequency, of the higher frequency of love, then we allow ourselves to stand in our presence, power, and our essence at all times. So that the moments of living treat us very differently. They begin to show up through the frequency of love, and life gets softer, and life gets way more colorful. Again, I just love this analogy. It's the Wizard of Oz, the great movie, when it went from black and white to color. As we access and clear this debris out of the way and reclaim the light that we are and the frequencies that we are, we begin to experience the technicolor experience of life. In other words, the senses expand and open, and we are able to experience more of what's being called the multidimensionality of life's experience. Well, since we have some new folks tonight, I just want to make a couple comments about the backside of the chakras, that particularly these backsides, you know, typically we have looked at the front seven, and they seem to be chakras that are at the cones, like little tornadoes or spiral Yeah, tornadoes, literally, that are in the front, and then they basically are entry points and exit points for energy to gather and to support us as they enter and they gosh, I'm sorry, I'm stumbling on this. Usually I have a pretty clear sense in this, but maybe new information's coming in. Okay, on the front side, the cone of energy is descending until it actually accesses the spine itself. So that's the information that was important to say tonight, as it isn't that it touches the skin on the outside, and these are your chakra points. The chakras themselves, in the core of them, are actually embedded deeper into the system, in fact, on the spine. So as the front side and back side intersect, they intersect at a specific point along the spine, which is pretty interesting information, because we've gone through a series of phone calls we had before on external chakras or their external spiritual points that impacted and intersected also along each of the vertebrae of the spine. So there's beginning to be this sort of grand correlation of all this vibration and ways that we are energetically supported and put together. So it all works to allow us by design to be fully present in this dimension of Earth so that we can experience to the greater capacity that we are designed to, and the Earth is designed to provide the support for us. When we don't allow these design elements to function in their 100%-ness, then what we do is begin to compromise life. And the fear-based culture and lifetimes that we've had and the human situation have really dulled our senses and dulled our capacity to even feel and experience energy. So many of us have numbed out as a result of decisions made, of moments of living, et cetera, over lifetimes. But the beauty of these times, again and again, is the realization that the cleansing and clearing is happening through celestial intervention. In other words, the energy is being cleared out, whether we're ready, willing, or able at this point. And so the gift of that, despite a little comfort, is that we are rapidly reclaiming the essence of who we are. And the things that mattered just yesterday are mattering less and less and less. So these backside chakras, as I was saying, pertain to the unconscious self or the extended reality, includes information and imprints from past lives, alternate dimensions, and other worlds. In other words, it's the multidimensionality of us that begins to reveal itself through the backside chakras. Typically, we experience backside chakra through dreams, mystical experience, inexplicable awareness, or unexplainable physical sensation. Backside chakras contain the data stored in unconscious and shadow self. Healing through the backside can change reality without a response stimulus cause and effect basis. That's powerful. We can do work on the backside that will change our experience of living as it goes, lets the truth of our being move through and the body then begins to embrace it. The energetic bodies begin to embrace this truth, and then they take on that frequency. So in other words, we don't have to sit in couches. We don't have to talk about this stuff. We don't have to work the story over and over again. The gift of the awareness right now is that these energies that we've been holding on to will clear in a moment and in a breath. And this is the land in a sense of miracles, but we're really just talking energy and grace. Okay, enough on that. Let's go specifically to the heart chakra and the backside and just talk about some of the elements of that. And according to this work, again, from Cindy Dale, just quoting a couple things in here, maybe paraphrasing a few, it's a portal to the wonderful playground of our soul, because it really is the access point for the inner child self, which is really the divine self. You know, the biblical passage, lest you become like a little child, you won't inherit the kingdom of God. In other words, as we allow that innocence and that sense of wonder and all those elements that are a part of the child self to be present, we are in the divine expression of our design. So isn't it interesting how a child is supposed to be a child for X number of years and then they have to become an adult and put away the things of the child? Well, that's the programming, and that's the linear thinking of the Piscean Age that we've all been subjected to over and over and over again. Well, these new times are inviting us to reclaim and to reconnect with the essence and energy of the child. And as it comes in through this beautiful heart space, through the backside, it begins then to allow us to experience life in that sense of awe and wonder and open up to the capacity and the desire to explore and to experience as opposed to have to figure things out. This is important because the mind is an element and tool of that Piscean model, not in totality, but it's been trained to focus and overfocus. And the bad rap that the ego gets is that it's having to take care of business and take care of things and protect us and make sure all these things are in place, while inside the child self just feels and then gets lonelier and lonelier and lonelier because he or she gets ignored. By opening up the backside of the chakra, the heart chakra, what's happening then is that we allow the nurturance and sustenance from the cosmos itself, from the divine frequencies, to nurture and contain and support that particular child self. So, ego, do what you want. In the meantime, the child self gets nurtured and becomes more confident to be present in the moments of living. In other words, we soften up, we have more fun, and we begin to experience that there's a beauty and an awe in life, and there's a whole lot of things to do. And I don't know, that sounds pretty fine to me. As children, the soul's job is to explore, learn, develop, test, try, and have fun. Backside of the heart, when free, opens us to our spirit's true desires. We can merge personhood completely with the divine light of the universe. This particular space was developed and built for simple pleasures. It's the free expression of our total being. Boy, this is a sweet invitation. It's the entry point for all physical actions we feel called to do. In a sense, you start to get into purpose. When we are in doing something that we fully enjoy and we feel in line with what we are here to do, it is an exhilaration that we probably haven't experienced since we were little ones. In the world of exploration, in the world of immersing oneself in the moment, this is the land of the child, and this is what we're being invited to reclaim in this moment. And as a result of that, any dis-ease or any disorder that has been attached to the resistance has no choice but to fall away. It is the law. Through the backside of the heart chakra, we receive the type of support we longed for as a child. The conditional belief system of the lower chakras meets the unconditional belief system of the upper chakras. You know, this is a very important point in so many ways because the heart is the middle of the seven in-body chakras. The three below are all about the visceral elements of living, being in the physical and being connected with the earth and being able to handle those vibrations, whereas the upper chakras, the crown, the third eye, and the throat, are all about the expression of the cosmic energy that comes in. Where do they meet? In the heart. The heart has become the new foundation place, and in this particular space, we are accessing the frequency of love by bringing in the fullness of living through the body and the magnificence of the cosmos and blending them into a personal experience of how we show up to that which is laid at the altar of our awareness. Sounds like a good thing to me. It sounds like a thing that really expands the experience of life. This is the invitation of what we're doing tonight. And finally, let's see if anything else here. We experience the call of the child we are. Okay, this is important. You could examine the backside of the chakra for experiencing constrictions of any sort, dealing with childhood abuse issues, or disbelieving in our own purity and innocence. The center will often speak to us through dreams, out-of-body experience, or guides such as angels who seek to steer us towards a true self and purpose. When we start to see butterflies, hummingbirds, or childlike innocence, or start to witness and see children a lot, we know that the higher self is directing us towards remembering that part of ourself. Okay. There's some information about it. So the invitation tonight, and I bet you can feel it, because right now all I can feel in my body is just the back of my heart. It's as if there's something pushing against it. It's almost like the energy wants to penetrate and to move through it. So as we just go ahead for a moment here, we visualize. Let's just use a pink light. We'll use a pink light. You can use a green light as well with hues of green or pink or even white, even violet. Whatever you choose to pull through here, we're going to send it through the area just behind our heart. in the heart chakra and begin to allow it to move through very slowly and just transform that space as we breathe. And as we go ahead and chant this heart, please open wide, we'll go ahead and allow this process of energy to move through the back. Breathing in, the energy is pulled in. Breathing out, it's released through the front. So we have a conduit of energy moving straight through the heart. We're asking that these energies open and anything of lower vibration be cleared and in the process be released down the right leg into that Earth Star chakra to be released. Heart, please open wide, free the love I am inside. Heart, please open, I am, I am. Heart, please open wide, free the love I am inside. Heart, please open, I am, I am. Heart, please open wide, free the love I am inside. Heart, please open, I am, I am. Heart, please open wide, free the love I am inside. Heart, please open, I am, I am. Two more. Heart, please open wide, free the love I am inside. Heart, please open, I am, I am. Heart, please open wide, free the love I am inside. Heart, please open, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. And so it is, and so it is. You know, so many of the woundings of the heart and the resistance to allow life to be full and to allow ourselves to re-enter the childlike state is a result of the fact that we're afraid to ask for help. So many of us, through abandonments of one form or another, or through difficulties in life, have given up on the idea of receiving assistance, and we become very proficient at taking care of business. And so many of us are masters at, well, let's just say we're really good at a lot of things. What is it? You know, I was a liberal studies major, and because of that, I could talk for 5 minutes about anything. But then when you started to look for more substance on it, I kind of, well, it's time to move on. It's time to move on. That's the nature of that, and that's the nature of the learning, is that we don't become necessarily a true master at anything. Although even as I say that, you know, I bet all of us are pretty darn good at a lot of things. Yeah, I'm going to look at that one a little more. Everything's worth looking at. Let's go down to the invocation to Ascended Master Paul the Venetian. We are asking for the assistance of the vibration of Ascended Master Paul the Venetian, as I just said, to intervene to assist us in allowing this particular chakra, both front and back, to be open and to be clarified. So why not? Why not call upon an ascended master who has had many incarnations and basically ascended out of the human experience but chose to stick around to provide guidance in a whole variety of ways? This invocation to Paul the Venetian will invite him in to do the work. Up on the third ray, putting ideas into play, Paul the Venetian, he rides. Yellow light kisses the mind with resistance divinely inspired to take humans higher to create the world of our dreams, to manifest visions unseen, teach patience and planning, give true understanding, to learn how to bring forth sweet heaven on earth, to bring us each night to the dawn, to dwell in that oneness of God. One more time together. Up on the third ray, putting ideas into play, Paul the Venetian, he rides. Yellow light kisses the mind with insistence, divinely inspired to take humans higher to create this world of our dreams, to manifest visions unseen, teach patience and planning, give true understanding, to learn how to bring forth sweet heaven on earth, bring us each night to the dawn, to dwell in the oneness of God, to dwell in the oneness of God, to dwell in the oneness of God. And so it is, and so it is. In calling upon that frequency, we know that the work is being done, and the means and the how-to is being delivered through these angelic frequencies, these energies of Eros and Aurora. We are going to allow these particular Elohim to be the ones to dispense it into our own lives. The frequency that comes through the Ascended Master is then given, put in the hands of the etheric beings, the Elohim, Eros, and Aurora, and they deliver it to your life in a personal way. So we're going to invite them to be here in a part of the process. Here in a part of the process. Eros and Aurora, Elohim of heart space, infuse me with compassion and love. Eros and Aurora, reunite the twin flame, help me live the what I'm made of. Such a sweet thing in everything, dwelling in this heart that I am. Omnipresence, the holy presence, through the pink and yellow ray, always nurture me with divine love. Here we go again. Eros and Aurora, Elohim of heart space, infuse me with compassion and love. Eros and Aurora, reunite the twin flame, help me live what I'm made of. Such a sweet thing in everything, dwelling in this heart that I am. Omnipresence, the holy presence, through the pink and yellow ray, always nurture me with divine love. Eros and Aurora, Elohim of heart space, infuse me with compassion and love. Eros and Aurora, reunite the twin flame, help me live the what I'm made of. So it is. So it is. Thank you so much to that. Once the invocation is made, the activity goes on. You realize the notion of the twin flame, and in esoteric circles, and the new understanding of twin flame, which often was, you know, finding my mate, it is a reunification of the child, divine child self, and the human self. So as we open up this particular chakra in the backside of the heart, allowing that essence to, in many ways, reprogram our perspective on what that is to create the new and the new experience of that, we experience then the unification of the child and the adult self, which, like I said, can be that soulmate we've been looking for. Because in this frequency, we are allowed to be soft in our moments. And it's the land of unconditional love. It's the land where we are free of judgment and criticism, and we can allow ourselves, because of our own capacity to self-nurture and take care of ourselves, to be present to allow others in our life to do that which they must do and to bless them on the way. And in the process of experiencing, we let it go, we self-nurture, we practice forgiveness, we run the process of keeping our energy in a focused place. Again, that sounds pretty nice to me. So let's go down and make a proclamation here before we go into a new song that came through about this particular chakra. Let's go to the proclamation. I proclaim the essence of love to be my own. And again, these come from a fellow named Rich Work in the book Proclamations of the Soul, which is unfortunately out of print, but you're getting a bunch of them through this work here. We're going to say these things with a power and intention that they are true. Let me speak it once through, and then we'll join together. I proclaim the essence of love to be my own and command that it resonate throughout my universe on all levels of consciousness, transmuting all interfering energies into the divine expression of creative love. And so it is. So it is. Buzz, buzz, buzz. Okay, here we go. I proclaim the essence of love to be my own and command that it resonate throughout my universe on all levels of consciousness, transmuting all interfering energies into the divine expression of creative love. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Well, now knowing that this was about the reclamation, if you will, of the child self, especially the divine child, I went back to my years of teaching fourth grade, and I found some kind of light, bouncy feel for this particular song. And I think once we get into it, you'll recognize it was brought forth and inspired by a song that you'll know. It doesn't really matter what's happened to me, 'cause I'm a perfect child of light. I am, I'm always safe, protected by the universe, free to live and love just because I can. Exploring, laughing, dancing, singing, give me life, I want more, more, more. Happy, happy childhood, this is the moment. Frivolous, fabulous, give me more, more, more. Ba-da-da-da-dum-da-da, feeling groovy. Again, doesn't really matter what's happened to me, 'cause I'm a perfect child of light. I am, I'm always safe, protected by the universe, free to live and love just because I can. Exploring, laughing, dancing, singing, give me life, I want more, more, more. Happy, happy childhood, this is the moment. Frivolous, fabulous, give me more, more, more. Da 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 da. Feeling groovy. One more time. It doesn't really matter what's happened to me, 'cause I'm a perfect child of light. I am, I'm always safe, protected by the universe, free to live and love just because I can. Exploring, laughing, dancing, singing, I want more, more, more. Happy, happy childhood, this is the moment. Frivolous, fabulous, give me more, give me more, give me more, give me more. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. Feeling groovy. Childhood, this is the moment. Frivolous, fabulous, give me more. And so it is. And so it is. There's a couple really very important points that came through in this particular song chant, nursery rhyme kind of song. And and this may be difficult for the mind to grasp, or maybe of the willingness to happen, but at some point, we just have to say, you know, it's over. And the stuff that we have clung to, in a sense, to define ourselves, and the buying into the self-help path that says, you know, if I just get this done, then everything's going to be great. I've got to go to this workshop, got to do this. You know, at some point, we just realize our design has always been correct and in place. The forgetting of the design was the problem. The forgetting of the true capacities of who we are and how we're able to be in this dimension is contained in our very cellular structure. It's a DNA implant that basically says, here you are. Here are the keys to the kingdom. And by the way, you know, the journey here is going to be a little confusing for a while because we're just going to kind of whitewash all this stuff. Well, we've reached a point, and I really hope you hear me on this. It doesn't really matter what happened to me. I am in no way discounting the pain of each of our lives because, man, I got stories. You got stories. I know you do. But at some point, we stop living those stories that define us because they carry a vibration that is no longer relevant to the truth of who you are. So the invitation of this heart chakra opening, especially through this particular song, is that we claim the child, the divine child design and what it contains, and then allow that to go ahead and clear from the inner world through the cellular structure itself everything that doesn't belong to that. And we keep living as if. I'm always safe, protected by the universe, free to live in love just because I can. Just because I can is a classic child response. It says, hey, because I can. Why not? Because I can. It's an exploration and an invitation to adventure. Exploring, laughing, dancing, singing, give me life, I want more, more, more. How often do we sit and we say, stay away, life, and we protect ourselves, and we wall ourselves up, and we limit the experiences we have not only with one another, but with ourselves as well. It's time to lay that down. The idea that it's never too late for a happy childhood, well, this is the time we claim the happy childhood and then start living as if. This is the moment. Frivolous, fabulous, give me more. So I really, you know, it's a cutesy little song, but it's in a sense got some very powerful statements in it that I really am inviting each of you who were called tonight to do this call to walk off that space. If you can, I mean, just visualize. You draw your line in the sand and you say, enough. And from this point, you move on as if you had those things because the design will reveal itself in its own unique way to you. All right. Let's move down to the next proclamation from the divine love that flows within my being. Okay, this is the idea that the moments of living have created separation for ourselves. Now, having just done this song, we're going to go back and make sure that any of the debris and the stuff that's hanging around gets proclaimed out of there. And we're saying the invitation for our angelic energies and whatnot to do the work while we live as if in this new frequency. From the divine love that flows within my being, I call forth all aspects of my being that are tethered to the earth to stand before me as I stand before you in love. I ask you now to integrate with me in unconditional love. I call forth all aspects of my being to stand before all other aspects of my being. I ask you to forgive all aspects and accept forgiveness and embrace all bonds between you in unconditional love. I call forth the fragments of my being joyfully united to move through all time in peace and harmony, and so it is. We're going to speak that together in a moment, but let's realize what we're doing. You've heard in shamanic traditions of soul retrieval that the moments of living, the traumas that occur, splinter elements of our own being and put it off in various places. And part of our life's path is to reclaim these pieces of ourselves and bring ourselves back to wholeness. It's more than just a metaphor. It's an energetic reality, at least up to this point in time. As we choose through the Give Me More song and the intention of claiming ourselves, claiming our true design and letting that reveal itself from the inside, we are laying down all these elements that have created separation. We're calling all these pieces back home. So that's what we're doing here. So let's just say this one time and then we let it go. So take a breath. Speak your true name. Mark Stanton Welch. Here we go. From the divine love that flows within my being, I call forth all aspects of my being that are tethered to the earth to stand before me as I stand before you in love. I ask you now to integrate with me in unconditional love. I call forth all aspects of my being to stand before all other aspects of my being. I ask you to forgive all aspects and accept forgiveness and embrace all bonds between you in unconditional love. I call forth the fragments of my being, joyfully united, to move through all time in peace and harmony, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Now, personally, the pressure that I was feeling on the backside of my heart chakra is not there at this point. Now, I'm going to go ahead and interpret that to mean there's been an integration process, which I will say is an integration process that we all are in line with and that we're all going through at the same time. So I invite you to trust this. Now, in the middle of the work with inner child there, I heard someone go offline. Now, I don't know if that was just a phone thing or whatever. But what I will say is that the inner child work, especially for me to declare it's time to move on, can be perceived by that wounded part of ourselves as a personal affront or very disrespectful or dishonoring. That is a wounded child response to this. Now, my experience over the last 3 years through the inner child work that I've been doing is that as I took the reins of self-care by nourishing that part of me, by addressing it, communicating, listening to the callings from the physical self, and allowing my emotions to move, what I did is I created relationship with that part of me. And in that relationship, what I've done is I have healed the tendency for him to play out certain patterns based upon his woundings. In other words, I've taken over the things that were not his to do that were not his to do anyway. These were the things of keeping me safe, of making decisions that kept me separate from people. Those were things done out of fear, decisions made by a child in a moment's time with not all the information. So as I've healed that relationship with him, I have taken over the responsibility of self-care, of protection, and all of those things to give my child back the happy childhood. Now, let's just say that the work that I've done as a result of all these, like, 3 or 4 years can be brought into the frequency of the work that we're doing together tonight. In other words, it is not necessary to take the path that I did. The benefit of the work that I've done is enough to create a frequency that you can absorb and let it trigger your own memory of the I am that is you. I hope you understand what I'm saying. You don't have to walk back through difficult places and emote and go through a lot of things that were part of the journey that I took. It is a gift that we give one another as we do our own work, that those who come into our presence are given the gift of the work that we've done. I hope you get that. Let's go up to Love Is All. It's a kind of a chant. It's kind of a song. And let's seal some of this energy in. I let go of pictures made up through my life. I reclaim the pictures implanted by light. I know love is all. Love is all. Love is all there is. I let go of pictures made up through my life. I reclaim the pictures implanted by light. I know I'm just doing a short repetition a couple times of each of these songs because the truth is once we've heard them, the cellular energy takes over from there. They will be on the tape. They are on the recording of it, so you can call the melody back as you choose or you can speak the words and the melody comes to you. So Love Is All is inviting us to let go of our past experience and understanding of our personal story and claiming the divine design, which we are opening to through opening the conduit from the backside of the heart chakra. And then as we open that up, then we are caught and flow in that wave of love because that's all there is. And then we're allowed to experience the love in its fullness without our own filters in the way. So we be love and we see love. So if you want to be love, you have to see love. So wherever we look, we see love, and then that allows us in the reciprocal relationship from the front of the chakra to the back of the chakra. To be love, to see love, to be love. Here we go. Be love. Together, I just wanted to acquaint you with that particular song because the invitation is to, in the flow of that Jamaican feel, of that reggae energy, we allow ourselves to have the organic experience with life. And through the natural high that comes as from experiencing love flow through us from all sides, especially through the conduit of the divine child behind the heart chakra in the backside, and then as it allows itself to express and flow. It's a beautiful thing. And I picked up a book on shamanic, something on the shaman within, the inner shaman. And it's right in line with another book. You may be familiar with Heart Math, and you may another book by a fellow named Jonathan Parker called The Soul Solution, that the heart is the focal point of these times. It is where the divine design begins to manifest and show itself and become a part of our expression and how, and then invites life to show up as a love frequency. The heart space is also called the soul, and according to Jonathan Parker, that's where the soul lives. According to the shamanic tradition, according to this particular man, and I can give you the name of the book later, or the author, the inner shaman self is that part that is designed to nurture us and carry us through the mysteries of life, and it's been there by design and waits for our call. And then you've got Heart Math with the work that it's done in terms of bringing the focus to the heart to create the peaceful space and to allow us to move through the moments of living. There is a particular place in the heart itself. There's a tendency to view chakras as just surface energies within the body. And so when we say tune into the heart chakra, we feel the skin in front of the heart area. Well, the invitation now is to actually go to the heart organ itself. And you feel and you bring your attention to the actual heart behind the sternum to the left side. And at the top right side, there's a particular I got to get it here. Hold on. I got to get it on the iPad, the name of it. It's called... the inner shaman's task is to manage a tiny node in the upper right quadrant of the heart called the sinoatrial node. The node holds the electrical impulse that starts and keeps the heart beating when you are an embryo and an infant. As you grow into adulthood, electrical impulses emanate from many places in the heart, yet within the sinoatrial node there remains a tiny portal to what shamans call the spirit world, which, invisible to the naked eye, is also known as the quantum field described by physicists. This is the point to focus on when we tune into our heart. And as we do, it's like the button is pushed that then begins to expand and reveal the multidimensionality. So this is critical that we begin to focus, in my opinion, on this particular area. So as you tune into your heart space, as you make decisions, as you relax, as you deal with the moments of living, bring your attention to that spot in the top right. If you need to access an image to go ahead and find out where it is, do so. Otherwise, bring your awareness to it. Pretty soon, you'll begin, actually very quickly, to actually feel the heart itself on the inside. man, there's so much going on with the heart. And read the heart math stuff if you want to find out the information, scientific information that is talking about the heart as the actual brain center of the body, if you will. Way too much. There's lots going on here. Our time is over, but I wanted to leave you with that notion. And the heart, we will... heartbeat song, you can click it and you can go to listen to it online. And the Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha is a specific mantra that you can also listen to online for clearing out emotional debris. The idea here is we've done a lot of powerful work tonight and we've opened up that area in the back. Please nurture yourself and please pay attention to the feeling and sensation of the backside of the heart chakra. If you can, create a little sacred space with your child self. Get some pictures, get some elements of you that remind you in the beauty and magnificence of that child self, and create a place where you can witness that. This will go far in allowing that child part of us to surrender the reins and allow the adult self to take over and provide the safety while the child just gets that second childhood. I'm really delighted that you chose to be a part of this tonight. Thank you for being here. We will be on again in April. Looks like the second Tuesday keeps being the one that I keep using. So we'll go ahead and use that. And a reminder that I will send you the recording probably later tonight, but most assuredly by tomorrow morning. Listen to it, experience it, and please, if you can, invite others to be a part of this, and let's begin to expand and spread this kind of energy and awareness, because it's a collective frequency, and the more that experience it, the more powerful the collective energy begins to infiltrate that which is of lower vibration. So I am blessed by your work. I'll be sending you some information about some other things that are coming up and things that I am doing. So I am blessed by your time here. Thank you so much. If there are any questions or comments, stay on the line. Otherwise, we are done now. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Good night.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Jerry, but I wanted to wait if everyone's offline unless there's other questions.
Okay. Well, I don't hear any others.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. Sorry
you
about
bet.
That, because I've been in, you know, trying to build up the consulting practice, so
yeah.
I didn't get home until almost 7. So anyway, so I've been taking the Keys to the Kingdom class with Karen.
Uh-huh.
At Unity.
Great.
It's funny you mentioned that, because I was like, oh, I wonder if Mark had taken the class. So I had a great, you know, as I do with you, I'm fortunate to have really this good supportive people. So one of the things that I was asking Karen, and you touched on it tonight, is this, are you familiar with the Keys to the Kingdom class?
Specifically, no.
Okay, so anyway, he talks about, this person who created this talks about how every one of us, which is our spirit wants to be better, that there's always our better version inside us that's just, that we have to tap into.
Okay.
And so what's interesting is that so in this whole process of this 7-week class, we're in the 4th week starting tomorrow night, that, you know, it's really inside us that it wants to come out. All the things that we ever wanted to be and all that, it's really all inside us, and it's just waiting to be awakened. Well, you know what I've gone through in the last year and a half.
Yeah.
And so part of my whole thing, and I'm, you know, part of this whole thing is learning, too, that it's going to be okay, that I'm accepting that I am going to drive the business, it's going to happen and all sorts of things, and being okay with that, being okay with knowing that I'm going to be okay even if I'm not seeing the results. And so when you talked about this whole heart chakra, which opened up a lot of things, because that's what I've been asking spirit and the universe and God to open up for me.
Okay.
Is to really completely open my heart. So this really resonated with me.
Good.
Do you really feel, Mark, that there's really, you know, that urge inside all of us? Because prior to any of this stuff that I went through, I used to be really driven about everything and still a good, you know, nothing to do with being a good or bad person. I was just really more, like, passionate about my life. And since this whole thing has happened and since I've been taking time off, it's my first ever time off since you know, I started working at 17.
Okay.
And I'm not really finding the same, like, drive or urge. And as a matter of fact, I'm enjoying, you know, what I was terming originally as being lazy. I'm really enjoying the laid-back aspect of my life. And
mm-hmm.
part of the thing that I'm really pushing out there is that I wouldn't mind just working 3 days a week, but still making the same money, and but having my balance and having the other stuff, having the time to play.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful vision. It's a beautiful intention.
So, but even though I don't really like feel that, that's what I want, but it's not necessarily what I used to, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't really want a busy life. It just so happens that my work was very busy, you know? But
yeah.
I want to have more time to just, like, I love this stuff, like having this once a month with you, having the different, I get to read all these different things and learn, and more importantly, really, I'm a really fast learner. I'm practicing what I'm learning.
That's the great.
And so you think part of my, I guess, my doubt, and I'm just asking, and I know I don't need you to validate this, but maybe I'm just changing, that I don't longer need that, you know.
Well, I would support that. Of course you're changing. Of course you're growing into the true vibration of, it isn't even growing into it, it's you're claiming it. And everything that's unlike it is going to fall away and lose its capacity to be a thing of interest, if you will. We are about being able to do many things in these times, and one of them is to enjoy life as well as to provide for ourselves to allow ourselves to enjoy life. And it doesn't have to be in the old model of having to bust butt and be driven. It's the model of flowing. And to accept the abundance and in so many ways that life offers us, you know, the abundance shows up as time to relax or time to just enjoy what you're doing, what you just said. Abundance shows up as resources. Abundance shows up as feeling inspired. It shows up feeling excited about doing what we're doing. It shows up in results. It shows up in the gratification. It shows up in our capacity to express gratitude. It's just, it is a different and, to me, a more refined and a fuller way of being in this dimension and living life. So, of course, you're choosing to spend time putting this new information and frequency into you, thus clearing out all the old stuff that doesn't resonate with it. So in the process, there's it's just like a bittersweet time of letting go and ending certain things and moving into new things. It's a sweet thing, and yet at the same time, it's also welcomed because we are so ready to live differently. And
but
yet the world hasn't necessarily caught up in its generalness to what it is we're talking about here.
But I
you know,
still
so we have to deal with the pull that keeps wanting to pull us back to the way things have always been. But it's not, it's just impossible to go back. Like once the information is there, it's impossible to go back and live in lower frequency.
So it doesn't mean that I'm going to fail, that I'm not going to be successful again, right?
Not at all.
Okay.
You're going to be more successful in so many additional ways than ever before. That's all. That's the way I see it. You see, your definition of success changes. You surrender to the capacity that you are taken care of, like the song said, that I'm safe, that the universe protects me. And in that, you can rest the fear element and lay down the elements of fear that became things that were attracting difficulty to your life. You see, it's an expansive picture. As long as you keep viewing success from the old perspective, then it might look like, because you're not working as much and the results aren't showing up in the form that you thought they were going to, that you're not being successful. But it's opening up to the greater success of what I'm talking about that allows then the universe to keep supporting and blessing us in all these new ways. It goes back to the how does it get better than this. It goes back to that statement. How does it get better than this? That no matter what occurs, we keep upping the ante and inviting the universe to keep showering us and showing us the capacity of taking good care of us.
On peace, it's funny, Karen asked me, what is your underlying vision for all the five areas of your life?
Uh-huh.
And I said, clarity was very clear to me, was peace.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's getting my health all, you know, I'm still having pain and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and she goes, okay, there's probably still forgiveness work you have to work on. More likely, she said, really forgiveness of yourself. And so, you know, but I said the underlying thing that is consistent to me in all across the visioning of what it is just, I just like the peace and the freedom. And I said, I would like to have a really good life. I'd like to have the divine order. I'd like to have the ease of it, you know. And I know things happen, by the way. This, you know, life is made of things. I mean, bad things happen and hurtful things happen. But I'd like to just be more in the flow of, you know.
Then that's all you see. Then that's what you claim.
Okay.
Even
and
making a statement
up.
Like bad things happen is pulling you back into a frequency that I think is no longer relevant because it's a matter of interpretation. Now, Geraldine, I'm getting the sense that there are a couple other people that are going to ask me something.
Sure. I will let you go. So
yeah, and I'd be happy,
so
you know, if you choose or anything, give me a call and we can talk about it if you want to go into more depth on anything.
I will do that. I'll give you a call in the next couple of days.
Okay.
Take care, Mark. Thanks
all
for
right.
your time.
Many blessings to you.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right. Anyone else there?
This is Carol in Tuscarora.
Hey, Carol.
Hey, how are you? I just wanted to touch base with you. I told you that I would probably call you on Thursday.
Is that going to work?
Yes, I was going to ask you if that was. Yes, Thursday's good for me. Anytime like after 6:30, 7 o'clock, is that a good time?
Yes, 7 is better.
7, okay.
With the time changing and everything and the sun not going down, can you make it 8? Would that work for you?
That's fine.
Okay, let's do 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock on Thursday, this Thursday. Okay, sounds good. All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, have a good night. Okay.
I will, bye-bye. You too.
Okay, bye.
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 Anyone else? Hello, hello? All right. Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make that morning last. Just skipping down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. Dappled, I'm drowsy, I'm ready to sleep. Let that morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy. Ba-da-da-da-dum-da-dum, feeling groovy. So it is. Good night.